you found out at 9 o'clock this morning what?
Well, and I appreciate you having me on and asking questions. So, so this morning during a routine meeting with Mr. Young, I knew it was kind of bad news when I opened the door and there were lawyers around the table, but I was presented with a resignation letter and given the option to resign or to be terminated within the next 30 minutes. So, again, I had no idea this was coming. Spent a few minutes speaking to my wife after I caught my breath, and again, there's no reason to create more turmoil over what I think is going to be somewhat tumultuous. So I did offer my resignation when given that option.
Did you submit your resignation after the letter from the chancellor went out a while back?
Pardon me?
The chancellor a while back had asked for that level of administration to submit resignations, and you were among those who had done that then?
Yeah, At that, you should obviously request the letters that were submitted. But I did submit a letter that said I fully understand that Mr. Young has the authority to ask for my resignation. But I did not send one in at the time. That was a resignation letter, because Chancellor Sharp's letter to us said I've ordered Mr. Young to ask for your resignations, which he did not do. Then the second paragraph, he asked for resignations, the chancellor did, and in my opinion, the chancellor had no authority to do that. Chancellor could fire me, which obviously came down the pike, but he did not have the authority or a resignation letter. So I said positive things about A&M, look forward to working with everybody, and fully understood that the president could ask for my resignation. So I did not submit a blanket resignation at that time.
It was more of an acknowledgement of receiving the letter from the chancellor.
Right, and acknowledging the president's, you know, the president's authority, which I certainly do acknowledge. The president has the authority to ask for resignation and or terminate you, and you know, that was the option that was presented to me this morning.
I'm looking for the word to try to respond to your calling us less than 2 hours after all this happened.
Well, first of all, I thank you for doing that. Well, my wife and I have already gone through a gamut of emotions, because I think it's been clear, even though we're not former students, we love Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And we love the students, we love the faculty, we love the spirit, the selfless service, and have really, in our minds, given everything we had to try to improve the university and, you know, support Bryan College Station and Brazos County in as many ways as we could. So, we're more heartbroken about not being able to continue to support the Aggie family than anything else right now. And again, it was a surprise, to say the least.
Back to this morning's 9 o'clock meeting.
Uh-huh.
Any sort of dialogue about the reason there wants to be a change?
I did ask for the reason. Mr. Young said that he was looking for someone who could increase NIH research and be more interdisciplinary with the rest of the university. And, you know, of all the reasons that, and there are probably many good ones that people may not want me, I would think that would be the least of them, because I think it's pretty well known, the $50 million NCTM, a $3 billion BARDA award, that's all led by me and our team. In the first year of the Health Science Center, we've increased research, federal research, by 65%, 65% in a single year, 35% overall. We've recruited major people. So, again, you know, I don't doubt anyone's word or motives, but it's a bit unsettling that the thing that I'm very best at and think have succeeded at most is the reason that my services, you know, are no longer needed as part of the team. But again, I'm sure there'll be discussion with those involved, but, you know, he doesn't have to have a reason. I do serve at the pleasure of the president, but for the record, that was the reason that was given.
And I want to work backwards a little bit. I'm guessing you had visited with the president on at least one, if not multiple occasions after he was hired to pick each other's brains about going forward at the Health Science Center.
Yes, we had a couple meetings before this. We did.
And there was no indication leading it was going to come to what happened this morning.
No, there was no indication. There was no indication. You know, we had, I think, started to have a very good working relationship. In fact, I was chairing the George Bush China-U.S. Relations Conference in Houston, a big international event, and Mr. Young was very gracious to come and participate in that and interact with the ambassador to the U.S. But, with the legislative session being over, obviously, I've been the face of the Health Science Center in the legislative session. We had the most successful session on the planet, and I think there were a lot of commitments that were made that people expected me to be involved. So I think, you know, you'd have to worry about the timing, but I think the day that the legislative session's over to have this done as opposed to a month ago or 2 months ago, at least that would be something to consider.
Again, going back to the sequence this morning, again, we're visiting less than 2 hours after all this happened. You've made reference to how you and your wife have reacted. How much time have you had then to send the word down the line to your now former chain of command?
Well, I was my badge was removed, and I was not allowed to go back to my office. So I've had really no ability aside from a few texts and people sending shocked and very upset texts back at me. So I really have not had time to discuss with more than just a couple of people very, very briefly on the text. I understand Mr. Young has had another executive committee meeting, and I guess press releases are going out. Obviously, I don't even know what's in them. So, but I saw your tweet saying we're looking for Aggie Top Doc, and we've been calling the Health Science Center. So I thought I would give you a buzz. Didn't expect to get on the air this morning, but just to let you know how to contact me.
Well, we are recording, so
right.
What have you been told about being able to get access to your belongings in your former office?
Oh, they went through this standard routine. You know, if you have personal things in your office, and I do, I have a lot of things that I really cherish. You know, that are meaningful to me. You know, awards from soldiers in combat that we helped so much through the prosthetics program and other things when I was in the military. You know, I have personal items from them that are very important to me that I would, you know, like to have. My outstanding public service medal from the Secretary of Defense, you know, things like that. But they're things that may not matter to a lot of people, but they matter to me. Of course, nothing matters more than not being able to, you know, be part of the Aggie family anymore. And I guess we'll always be part because we have two children, and now one child who's graduated, one who's in school, and my son-in-law is a 9-year veteran, is doing a great job in the College of Architecture. So I guess we'll always be part of the Aggie family indirectly, and we'll always, you know, we'll always love this place and these people. And I'm just, maybe it's not the word, but right now I feel really heartbroken not to be able to continue with our plans. And, you know, we go to Silver Taps all the time. We wouldn't miss an Aggie muster. I got to speak at Aggie muster this year, which is really a highlight for me. We walk on campus 3 or 4 times a week to see the students and to talk to them. So, you know, that's the reason why we live so close to campus, is so we could, you know, we could walk on campus. I can't imagine not wanting to live on campus if you have the opportunity so you can interact with the students. So So we're going to miss a huge amount of things here, and it's just very saddening. And you know, again, my wife and I, you know, love this community. We love A&M, and it's a tough one to take right now. It really is.
Once you get through this initial round of communicating with close friends and associates and the media and so forth, then what do you expect to be the process in the next couple of weeks to determine what happens next?
Again, what happens next at the university, I don't have any part of.
The question was about what you and your wife are going to do.
Oh, I have, you know, we...
It's not as if you don't have other things on the table with a lot of statewide and national responsibilities.
Well, you know, my wife and I are going to have to discuss this. Obviously, I was asked to chair the Congressional Blue Ribbon Panel that's looking at reforming the entire VA health system, and I take that incredibly seriously. I will certainly stay on that because I was asked to do that not because I'm at A&M, but because of my background and experience. So I certainly will continue as chair of that panel, hopefully the system will release those records to me that are on my laptop so I could effectively do that. But Jill and I, we're just going to have to think about it. Right now we're you know, very shocked and again, a little bit grieving about this. And again, it's not about the job. I'm sure I could go get a job. And it's just the fact that we believe so much in this community. We believe in the university. I love the students. Students are the best on the planet. We make every opportunity to have students over to walk through the university, and you know, it's hard to give that up. It's a big piece of our life. It's a very recent piece of our life, but it's a very, very big piece of our life right now.
I can't think of anything else at this juncture. Again, I'm probably going to be like 100% of those who get this and are speechless and our mouth are dropping how to respond to this.
Well, you know, all I could say is I really have appreciated everyone's support. We took on some pretty big things, and we've had to slay a few dragons to make the progress we have, and it has been a team effort. You know, the cities, the county, the general population. You know, when we were turning in our $3 billion BARDA award, we almost didn't get it because we couldn't get it in on time because of the massive amounts of print job. And, you know, Copy Corner stood up and put two teams in for two nights in a row to get the 3,000-page application with all kind of huge amounts of font differences and files embedded to get that done. So I mean, it really has been a tremendous community team effort. I've had tremendous support. I also want to thank the legislature. You know, we've been working very hard with the legislature. This is the best legislative session the Health Science Center has ever had. We've got two TRBs, not just one. The Health Science Center's gotten $144 million in TRBs, and the university really only got 75. You know, our budget's up. We have a Healthy South Texas initiative that's really meant to improve the health of 26 counties that I was very excited about working with. I think it's a really seminal project. So I'm kind of speechless. Even though I'm speechless, I'm talking. But I am talking about, you know, really appreciating the support of everyone in the community. And we love this place. And, again, we love A&M. And it's a sad day, very sad day for Jill and I, to be told that we no longer have the opportunity to be part of it. And it's a little surprising after the last 7 years of what I think is unprecedented progress, particularly in research and development, that the official reason I'm being let go is because of inadequate research and development. So I guess that's, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. I fully intend to walk on campus today and go support our Fighting Texas Aggie baseball team as we beat the hell out of Cal this afternoon. And, you know, we'll wake up tomorrow and see how we could contribute in some way going forward. You know, that's what you got to do. So You know, we tell people it's often not, tell the students it's not that you're going to get, you're always going to get knocked down. And it what determines, success is how you get up off the mat. And, you know, right now I feel pretty much on the mat, but, you know, we're going to get up off the mat and we're going to find a good opportunity, to continue to serve, hopefully to continue to serve Texas, certainly to continue to serve the United States, and, you know, we'll go forward.
Well, as you all continue to process through this, and as folks visit with you, I'd like to visit with you further. Again, this has been an incredible conversation. I cannot think about placing myself in your shoes, talking to the world right now about getting... the only word I can think of it right now is that you got fired 2 hours ago.
Yep. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. You can put lipstick on it any way you want to, but you know, that's basically it. And I just, you know, a lot of people are texting me and, trying to talk to me. And, again, I just want to reiterate my great appreciation and Jill and our family's great appreciation to the community. For all their support, particularly to our faculty students, who you know, I really feel very dedicated to. And again, I'm just very sorry that that it had to end this way before we were able to get done what we wanted to get done together. But you know, that's it. You know, so you have the baseball game tonight and get our Aggies into the Super Regionals.